October 15th, 2014, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I tell you solemnly, sound doctrine is based on truth. Truth is one with godliness. You must never give the appearance of tolerating sin, for to tolerate error is to condone it. Truth leaves no room for compromise. Truth does not pander after popularity, but remains the truth always. You must hold no personal agenda in your heart if you are a leader. Put away all self-interest, all ambition towards self-gain, and all abuse of your authority. You do not garner merit with me by having many followers if you are leading them into error. Let there be no uncertainty as to the path of truth your followers must adhere to. Follow this path yourself as an example of truth. Defend the truth against all heresy. A note is given, for to lead one in error is to lead toward his perdition, not his salvation. A note is given to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, 3 through 4. Preach the gospel not from error or guile, but from truth, which pleases God. For our appeal does not spring from error or uncleanness, nor is it made with guile. But just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not to please men, but to please God, who tests our hearts. Another note is given to read Romans chapter 1, 32, and chapter 2, 6 through 8. Judgment of God upon those who know the commandments, yet do not correct those whose sin deserves death, and also upon those who may even applaud those whose sin deserves death. Though they know God's decree that those who do such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but approve those who practice them. For he will render to every man according to his works, to those who by patience in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are factious and do not obey the truth, but obey wickedness, there will be wrath and fury